really pleased with our effort. Obviously, we fouled way too much playing with our hands, but I was really pleased with the effort and how hard we played.
Yeah, Coach, after the Army and Navy games, you were really displeased with the effort you guys played with. What did you see from your team in practice between the Navy game and this game that kind of let you guys lock in?
I think we've been just kind of trying to just focus on competing. You know, that's been the thing that we've struggled with at times, especially. And we started in the second half. We did not start great, lost our focus. They came out and played with a lot of force to start the half. And, you know, then we got it, you know, we regained our composure and competed down the stretch. We need to be better. We need to be better. But overall, I just thought we were, it wasn't 40 minutes, but it was a good chunk of the game that I thought we really competed.
Yeah, with that, so what do you expect from the guys for next game then?
You know, Loyola, you know, they are, I haven't seen much of them. I think I watched one game. They seem to be playing harder. You know, they're a big team. They got a lot of size. They're going to present some issues for us, a little different than this game. And so we're going to have to be ready. I think their front line is one of the bigger front lines in the league. And you know, that's going to be a challenge for us.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned you guys were kind of sleepwalking there in the start of the second half. You called a timeout, and then after that timeout, you guys totally locked in, and American scored like 5 points in the next 7 minutes. What did you tell your team in that timeout, and how do you think they responded to your message?
Just reiterating the things that we've been talking about, right? Doing the hard things. You know, we just, you know, Miles was great tonight, but he started that half, you know, not locked in, lost his man. You know, he's got to be our guy, you know, and he's got to be the guy that's engineering, you know, what we're doing with his communication and his energy. And so, you know, when he wasn't locked in, I could sense that I saw the timeout coming. Like I was trying to buy a little time, but even the possession before that, I was ready to call timeout.
Yeah. And then to follow up on that, you talk about Miles. He's been pretty resilient for you guys all year. You know, he's had some up and downs, but he kind of keeps responding and comes out with a good performance after a bad one. What can you say about just the way he's grown as a leader in his first kind of big,
Well, I think the biggest thing with him is that he holds himself accountable.
Yeah.
You know, like he's a guy you never have to worry about. You know, if you say to him, yo, you need to be competing harder, you need to be fighting harder for us, he understands that. You know, he's been pretty consistent with his ability to hold himself accountable. So then it's easy for him to lead because he's always looking at himself. He's got a growth mindset, always trying to get better. He's a guy you root for, you know. Even when he was a young kid and he wasn't quite ready, he would get in. We would put him in games because he would play with so much energy.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, this is also your 300th career win. How does that feel?
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I didn't even know that, honestly. You know, that's not something that I think when it's all said and done and I'm done coaching, I think that's when you reflect on it. You know, I think anytime you hit a milestone, I think the one thing you think about is like, man, I've had a lot of good players I've coached, you know, and feel really fortunate that I've worked with a lot of great staffs and have a lot of great coaches that have worked for me, and I've had so many great players. I think that's the thing that you probably think about more than anything. You know it's because of the people around you more than it is you. And it means I'm older. I think that's the other thing.
Yeah, Coach, you keep reiterating that you always take it one game at a time, but you guys did get a win streak going for the second time this year. Do you think that that's going to be at all important to your guys, that you guys finally were able to get two wins in a row after kind of really struggling with that over the past, you know, month or so?
So it was two wins in a row?
You guys have two wins in a row now after this game, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. I you know, we haven't gotten to three, you know, all year, you know, so that'll be the challenge. You know, down here, down the stretch, you know, this will be a hard game on Sunday. This will be a hard game. And so that'll be a great challenge for us to see if we can get to, we can get the 3 wins. And the thing is, if you're going to do anything special, you're going to have to win 3 in a row at some point, right? So
yeah.
We can get 3 in a row at, you know, this year. I take that. That means we're playing better.
Yeah. And I also wanted to ask you just about your post. So Matt Rogers, for them, obviously their leading scorer. He only had 9 points. And I'm pretty sure 2 of those were threes. What did you think you saw from Otto and Nico? I know that you guys have struggled in the post.
Well, it was everybody. You know,
right.
We were switching everything and just battling them. You know, he's such a big key for them. You know, I thought, guys, that Miles was unbelievable. Miles made some ridiculous plays tonight defensively. Yeah.
He did.
You know, and so we just played with a lot of heart and a lot of effort. And I thought that was the whole thing. It was the whole team, not just Otto and Nico.
Yeah. You know, you guys had every single player that went on the floor scored. What did you think you saw from your offense, you know, sharing the ball, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we did a good job sharing it. Obviously, we shot the ball pretty well. You know, 33% is a good – if we can do that, I take that. You know, 33%, I take that. You know, Miles got hot. You know, Miles made 4. You know, that was in that run, I thought Anthony Morales, we haven't talked about him. I thought he was outstanding tonight. And I thought Miles and Ant, you know, kind of, you know, our defense and then those two guys really led us offensively. They were outstanding. I thought Ant had – how many blocks did Morales have? He had 3 block shots. I thought he was terrific. 3 block shots, 8 rebounds, and then 8 for 8 from the foul line. That's what a senior does. Those two guys play like upperclassmen.
Yeah. And then you guys are now 7-8 in the Patriot League, and you're 1 game behind .500. You guys have had a roller coaster year. Do you feel that your team is playing, you know, its best basketball of the year right now?
Yeah. I think we are. You know, I think, you know, look, you got to give Army some credit. You know, they beat us down. They did. They beat us down. So I have to give them some credit. And kind of going into that game, I thought we were kind of turning a corner, and then they physically beat us up. And so we have to learn from that. You know, we have to learn from that. But yeah, I think we played better. You know, I think we've had a good run. I think outside of that, outside the Army game, since the Colgate game, I think we played pretty well. I think the Army game, and I thought that had a lot to do with Army. But I thought the Colgate game, we played pretty well and had a chance to win that one. And since then, I think we've been much better.
Yeah, with that, you kind of in the past have talked about finding that identity for your team. You feel like you guys are kind of.
Yeah, we know who we are now. We do. We know. And they just need to be reminded of that. You know, it took us a while. You know, I got to blame myself because we came in and we're at times shooting way too quick, and we've had to try to figure out, you know, what fits best with this team and having a little more patience and then holding them accountable for being a great defensive team and a great rebounding team is going to be the key for us. Scott's like in my face right now. So I think he thinks we should be done. So I'll take one more question from each of you if you have it.
Yeah, I got one more. You know, it kind of is like now you guys have really like committed to that offensive identity of, you know, attacking the paint first, not shooting too many threes. You know, before earlier in the year, it was kind of like, oh, like, are they going to go back to the threes? Are they going to kind of just hang in there and go back into the paint? And now I'm just pretty confident you guys are going to do that every game. What do you think it says about your team to be able to kind of acknowledge that what it's doing is not working and then to kind of change that and now just totally change who it is and it work out for you guys?
Well, you know, this team should be commended because they're really coachable.
Yeah.
Like, I have no issues. Like, if I say something, they do it, you know, and they don't, there's no faces, there's no fight, there's no, I think this, they'll buy into the message that I'm sending. And a lot of it is Miles and Anthony, you know, being older guys that are coachable. And so it allows us to be coached. So there was never a time where you felt like you were saying something that was pushback. I think that this team needs to be commended on that. They're very coachable that way. And so now they just want to win. You know, they want to win. And I think they felt like if that's the best way for us to win, then that's what we got to do to win. We weren't winning playing the other way. I think we can all acknowledge that. And so we have to find a different way to try to win. And I think we've done that.
Well, that's all for me. Thank
All
you.
right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, coach.
See you,
Appreciate
buddy.
it.
See you.